The Democratic National Committee members, in advance of their national convention scheduled to open in Chicago on August 19th, have begun their official virtual roll call to nominate Kamala Harris to replace President Biden as the party's national nominee. The vote is likely to consume several days, but Ms. Harris is expected to become the official party standard bearer early next week. Polling has tightened in the presidential race, and Ms. Harris, receiving a bump with replacing President Biden on the national ticket, has pulled into a virtual tie with the former president. It is likely we will see regular polling fluctuation for a short period, with predicted stabilization after Labor Day. The Arizona Senate race is officially set. Tuesday's primary election, as predicted, sent former news anchor and 2022 gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake into the general election as the Republican nominee to face U.S. Representative Ruben Gallego. Her 55% showing in the Republican primary was underwhelming, making her task of overtaking Mr. Gallego all the more difficult. Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema chose not to seek a second term. In the congressional races, freshman Arizona Representative Eli Crane, who was one of the 8 Republicans that led the charge to oust former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, was easily renominated. Mr. Crane topped 80% of the vote in winning his primary, which for him is tantamount to clinching a second congressional term. While many of the most fervent anti-Israel House members are under major spending attacks in their primaries, one who is not is Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, perhaps the most strident Israel opponent of all. A new poll before her August 13th primary explains why the big money isn't coming after her. The pre-primary survey already finds her leading 60-33%, suggesting she is politically untouchable in her home district. In Tennessee, Republican U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn was easily renominated and will face State Representative Gloria Johnson in the general election. Senator Blackburn is a prohibitive favorite to win a second term. In the only competitive volunteer state congressional primary, freshman Representative Andy Ogles withstood a strong challenge from Davidson Metro Councilwoman Courtney Johnston to win the GOP primary with 56% support. He now becomes a strong favorite for re-election. Finally, the New York City mayor's race is already kicking off, even though the Democratic primary is not until next June. Mayor Eric Adams is already drawing support from 3 potential Democratic opponents, but a 4th looms large on the political horizon. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was forced to resign his position due to a personal scandal, is expected to enter the mayor's race and challenge Mr. Adams and the other contenders. This is a comeback story in the making. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.